Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast for the St John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. Become a winner and support local at stjohnlottery.com.au.
Roo, we're talking about Vince Foccarelli.
Yeah, they've got the Foccarelli files they've been doing in the advertiser.
They have, yep. All right, tell us about your close encounter with Vince Foccarelli. What happened?
Yeah, so running a pub like the Alma, which is sort of probably 10 years ago, was very busy nightclub part of the pub as well. So we had, you know, big Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sunday afternoons was a big Sunday session. And
yep.
We'd attract people from everywhere, and young crowd, and that wanted to have a bit of fun on a Sunday afternoon and have a few drinks and keep the weekend going for a bit longer. And you've got to manage closely who gets in there, because safety's number one in pubs. You don't want to be having fights, and you don't want to have people getting hurt. You want them to be able to look forward to going there, whether it's your daughter or your son, and being safe. But nightclubs attract people from all parts of Adelaide at times, especially if you've got the busiest place. And on Sundays, we were that. And you know, part of Vince Foccarelli's story is he left one bikie gang and actually got kicked out of it, went to another one, started up his own called the New Boys. And for a while there, some of their younger members, if you want to call them that, were coming to the Alma. And there was a bit of a fracas one day. And when you run a pub, you want to get on the front foot, make sure that doesn't happen again, and sort out why. So a bloke that I knew Vince, so he organised for me to go and catch up with him to try and sort it out, because you just don't want incidents to happen in your pub. So he organised it, went around to this house and met him and said, look, we didn't kick you guys out for any other reason other than we just can't have any incidents at the pub. We don't want, you know, young people going there, having a few drinks, maybe dancing, bumping into one of your blokes, getting a bit angry and having a fight. It's yep. not the right thing to do. And he said, is that all it is? Is it because, you know, are you being racist? Because he's some of his guys were from different nationalities. I said, no, far from that. We just want to have an environment where everyone's comfortable and there's no fights and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, we had a long chat, and he said, as long as you're not racist, as long as you're not deliberately picking on my people, then it's okay. And anyway, we had a chat for a while, shake hands, move on. Life's all good. Anyway, I thought it was all over and done with. But the funny thing was, within a week, I got a call from a guy who's tied up in the police and said, what are you doing hanging around Vince Foccarelli?
You're joking.
No. So this is the time when, he's getting shot.
Yeah.
His son was murdered.
Yeah. Being watched?
Well, at that time I was, yeah. So you could picture, obviously, there was police there tracking him, and they see me walking.
You roll up.
I was captain of the crows.
Yeah.
what the hell is happening here? So that the way it was reported to me was they thought I was mates with him. What are you hanging around him? And I said to the boat, mate, I'm only hanging around because I don't want any fights at my pub, not because I'm best mates with him. So
if you're
thinking about being
a
gangster or anything out there, you better be very good at it, because the police
are
watching.
How intimidating was it?
Well, reasonable. At the time, he was the maddest gangster in Adelaide, sort of thing. He wasn't a good one, obviously, because he was getting caught. And
when you got there, did he have others with him, or was it just you and him?
No, there was one other guy, and the guy that I knew. So it wasn't many. But he wasn't.
But it was a nice civil chat. He's the same age as me,
an Italian fella, so he was no bigger. But he had a bit of a reputation. But the funniest thing out of it was the police thing a week later, because that bloke told me, like he was lecturing me, as if, what are you doing hanging around him? I said, mate, I'm not hanging around him, trust me. So be careful if you're a wannabe gangster out there. You'll get caught.
Nah, it's a good story.
Ruined Dits are done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery with a $7.2 million prize pool. Make sure you're in the draw at stjohnlottery.com.au.